Talking Baseball had their podcast today released, and they had Jeff Passan on instead of Trevor Plouffe. And he was going in some context here. If you're a Mariners fan, buckle up and let's listen. Because we're preaching a pretty loud presence to ownership of Seattle Mariners and including the front office. And I'm just curious, when the hell are they going to start listening? If you didn't watch it, check it out.
I don't know. It's just so funny that baseball fans, it hits the point, or actually, it's just the whole offseason now that baseball fans make up their whole rumors. Like, I feel like
right. It's
like, wait, isn't Seattle constantly looking for power? And, well, people, the article the other day that people just can't hit in Seattle, which that's a fun case study that I haven't been able to wrap my head around. But
so that was a news article that came out that, in fact, Marine Layer Podcast talked about a little bit on theirs that I think it was released yesterday or today, basically explaining all the different issues with T-Mobile Park and why nobody can hit here, whether it is the wind coming in, whether it's the sunlight at a certain part of the day where when they move the games to earlier in the day, instead of starting at 7:10 p.m., that sun angles right over the water coming into the ballpark, and it was harder for players to hit. And there's that argument, well, they're pros, they should be able to figure out and deal with it. And then there's also the other people that are just like, no, we should be going back to what it was before and starting at 7:10. If you need to go to school in the morning or go to work tomorrow, just leave a little bit early. It's okay. We should have a winning team. We shouldn't be catering to people's schedules and then having a losing team where people stop wanting to show up. That's a stupid business proposition. Granted, they also mentioned like the batter's eye in center field, but they're not going to change that. It costs way too much money. They tried the trees to copy Coors Field. It didn't work out. They just didn't like it. And maybe they need to revamp it, repaint it, just figure a way to do it. But I think honestly, like the Marine Layer podcast, I believe Lyle brought it up, was just changing the times, because I believe that happened in 2021, he said. And ever since then, there's been a big drop off. So this article really dug deep into the different things, whether it's wind, whether it's the temperature, whether it's the humidity, whether or not the sunlight is in their eyes, and all this other stuff. So this is the topic that Jake is talking about, this article that came out, which, again, when they bring up this stuff, it's not good for us as Mariner fans, because players hear this stuff. Agents hear this stuff. They don't want to play here. So it's not good that he put out this article, but at the same time, if we had competent ownership, then there's a possibility that they would actually invest the money to make the change that they need. Even the idea of putting a glass wall, so like a glass window over the area where all the air is coming in, so there's no wind going against the ball in left field, so it'd be easier for right-handed hitters. Again, Jared Depoto was a relief pitcher, and I think he favors pitching more than anything. Obviously, he does. And that might cut into the numbers of the pitching rotation, and I think he likes that statue. The fact that we don't have batting, you take away the pitching aspect, they start getting lower numbers, or I should say higher ERAs. That's going to be a problem for him, and he's going to look like he's failing even more, so he's not going to push for it. And ownership doesn't want to spend any money, so if their front office is not pushing for it, why would they do it? It's a big issue. That's what Jake was talking about. Let's continue.
I guess I'm just surprised in my head. All the aging and stuff, sure, body type, very similar to Pete myself. Not aging great, but like I just don't get how there's not.
You're as tall as him, aren't you?
Stretch me out. I don't get why.
Still wouldn't be as tall as him.
If there's a front office, if I'm a GM and I'm looking at my board and I'm building my team, and I can almost pencil in 35 homers for a baseball player,
you can't.
That doesn't happen. Like there's five guys in the league you can say that for.
Yeah, and Jake, this is not a Chris Carter 35 home runs either. This is like 35 home runs with walks and with other power. Like, this isn't just an empty homer guy, like a full three true outcomes guy. That's not who Pete Alonso is as a hitter. Like, I can name like less than 10 people in the world who could do what he did to Devin Williams's changeup when the Mets knocked the Brewers out of the postseason this year.
Side note, he was tipping his pitches. It was called out pretty hard. But he's got a point moving forward. So he's tipping his pitches, even if he knew it was coming. This next part explains why it's still impressive.
It was a staggeringly good piece of hitting, like off of one of the most dangerous pitches in baseball. A backdoor changeup up in the zone. I understand you don't want changeups up in the zone, but the fact that the changeup was up in the zone as high as where it was, hitters don't see that very often. So all of a sudden you have this pitch that you don't really get a good look at, and you're probably not going to, you know, when you're in the cage and you're going against the traject, you're not going to be asking for a high outside changeup from Devin Williams. So this is brand new, and Pete Alonso absolutely squared that thing up and hit the ever-living piss out of it to the opposite field. Guys just don't do that. And when you have that kind of talent, that's special. You bring up Seattle, of course the Mariners want him. They don't have money. And to me, this is the story that we're going to take away, Jake, from this offseason. It's not just what the Dodgers are doing. It's what other teams aren't.
Yeah.
And it's the contrast between the approaches of these two sides, where the Dodgers side is, we are going to go full bore, but that's not done in a vacuum. That's done in the context of all these other teams saying, hey, we're going to pull back a little bit, whether it's because of RSNs, whether it's because of the CBT, whatever alphabet soup you want as an excuse to not spend. Major League Baseball owners have taken this offseason to use it.